And then again, the artist has true individuality. The artist is an individualist, or at least an individual, in the positive and not in the negative sense of the term. The artist, the true artist, never hesitates to go his own way. Doesn't hesitate to be himself. In fact, we may say that nowadays, in fact for many a long day past, the artist is notorious for this, for going his own way, for being or endeavouring to be himself. And very often we find that the artist flouts convention and refuses to conform, refuses to be just part of the mass. And in so doing, in refusing to conform, in refusing to be part of the mass, he's not just being eccentric, not just being perverse or difficult. He's simply trying to lead his own life and to be himself.